The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot. Daf Chaf Het Gemara. Today's daf is being studied. Le'aydu Nishmat Avram Ben Esteru Hashim Tenechanu Ben Eden Amen V'chua Shlomah Miki Ben Jemi Elena Faralo Fatadefet Fatagu Fatu Kirbal V'chin Yerusumar Amen V'hatzlachat Ben Yamin Modechai Ben Esteru. We begin today's daf on Mudbet. We are starting from the Mishnah. Okay, let's just go quickly. This Mishnah in the Tehillim Gemara discusses the law of Pigul. Law is from the Torah. If a Kohen, let's say, had a machshava at one of the four services, at the Shechita, at the Kabbalat Adam, at the Holacha, at the Zirika, at the time that he was doing the service, his kavana was to eat the Korban past its time. That's called Chutz Lezmano. That's called pigul. That machshava renders the animal pasul, and the person is hayav keret. However, there's another kavanah that's posel the korban. That's huslim komo. That the kohen has a machshava to eat meat outside of its designated place. The animal also becomes pasul, but there's no keret. Only huslim zmano has keret, not huslim komo. Now the Mishnah is going to say that not only if the kohen had kavana to eat the whole animal outside of its zman, even part of the animal outside the zman, even a kezayit could render the whole animal pasul. Mishnah. Hashochet et hazevach lizrok damo bachutz, o miksat damo bachutz. Whether to sprinkle all the blood outside, chuslim komo, or part of the blood. Lehaktir imurav bachutz. Or miksat emurav bahutz, or to bring the meat outside, or part of the meat outside. Le'echol besaro bahutz, or kezayit bebesaro bahutz, or to eat all the meat outside, or part of the meat, even the kezayit. Or le'echol kezayit me'or ha'aliya bahutz. That's from the hind quarters of the animal, the aliyah. To eat a kezayit from or ha'aliya bahutz, pasul ve'en bo karet. Because that's chutzlim komo, there's no karet in that case. Lizrok damo lemachar, but to do a service chutzlim zmano, to sprinkle the blood tomorrow. Miksat damo lemachar, even part of the blood tomorrow. Naktir imulav lemachar, to bring the meat on the mizbeah tomorrow, or miksat imulav lemachar, even partial. Lechol besaro lemachar, or kezayit besaro lemachar, even a kezayit to eat tomorrow. Or lechol kezayit me'ura aliyah lemachar, even the aliyah, which is the hindquarters, he has covered up for machal, pigul, v'chayavim alav, karet. So that's the basic principle of the Mishnah. Chutz l'mkomo is pasul ve'en karet. Chutz l'zmano is pasul ve'yesh bo karet. And even on a part of the korban, not the whole korban itself. So the Gemara comes along and says, or aliyah ke aliyah dame. The or of the aliyah, that's the flesh of the aliyah. Aliyah is the hindquarters. We're going to consider the or of the aliyah ke aliyah, which means it's going to be considered basar. It's going to be considered meat. I mean, you see that from the Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about or aliyah. And he said that if a person has a kavanah, chutz l'mkomo, v'chutz l'zmano regarding this piece of meat, it's going to be considered basul. So the ora aliyah, that section of the animal is considered basar. Now if it's considered basar, so then it belongs where? It belongs on the mizbeah. That's part of the, if you're bringing a kibbutz, let's say, for a shilamim. So you have to put the aliyah, the basar, on the mizbeach. So the last question is, ve'haka mechashev machilat mizbeach le'adam. Wow. We have a rule. A piece of meat that goes on the mizbeach, and the kohen has kavana to eat that piece of meat. Chutz l'zmano. There's no pigul in such a case, l'chaura, because since it's not eaten by the person, you only have pigul on when it's achilat adam. But if I mechaven on something that belongs to the mizbeach, and I have a kavanah that I'm going to eat that item chutz l'zmano for myself, there's no pigul on that. This is not my item to eat. How did the Mishnah come along and say that if a person said that I'm or had a machshava that he's going to eat the or ha'aliyah chutz l'zmano is pigul? Why is it pigul? Ze achilat ha'mizbeach. Or ha'aliyah belongs on the mizbeach, and the law is there's no pigul from achilat mizbeach to achilat adam. The hindquarters, the back of the animal, the back of the soft piece of meat over there. It's like the flesh, the soft flesh.
That's what's going on the tail.
The tail.
The skin on the tail.
Right, and what do you do with the basar of the shilamim?
Hide the skin.
You put it on the mizbeah. Belongs on the mizbeah. Oh, so belongs on the mizbeah. Why is there pigul on it? You told me in the Mishnah that if a person has machshava afilu al ora aliya le'echol et zechutz hazmano pigul v'chayav karet. Lama pigul v'chayav karet? It's not edible by man. This part belongs on the mizbeah. The kohen, the guy who had the machshava. So therefore, it's burnt on the mizbeah. So there's achilat adam, there's achilat mizbeah.
So what is it, if he's thinking, what is he
going to eat it for? No, the machshava itself is posel. The machshava itself is posel. That piece is put on the mizbeach. Now, if he had kavanah for the mizbeach, then he's going to put it on the mizbeach tomorrow, fine. Zeh achilat mizbeach lemachar. Zeh karet. But achilat adam, which he doesn't eat this item. So there's no pikud on the item that he doesn't eat. Zeh achilat mizbeach. That's the Gemara's question, basically. Gemara says, Amar Shmuel Hamani, who's the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi El-Azari. The Amar, Mechashbin, Mechilat Mizbeach, Lachilat Adam, or Mechilat Adam, Lachilat Mizbeach. Now you can't do that. There's pigul on something that the Mizbeach eats, you could make pigul on the person itself. That means, even though this guy doesn't eat the Aliyah, but since the Mizbeach eats the Aliyah, if he has Kavanah that he's going to eat the Aliyah, Chutz L'Zmano, that's considered pigul. Even though he doesn't eat it, doesn't matter. Something that's eaten by the Mizbeach can be pigul by the person. Who's that to be Al-Azhar Shita? Hiddush. Ditna, and how do you know that? It says, Hashofet et hazevach le'echol davar she'en derko le'echol laktir davar she'en derko laktir kasher. If a person slaughters the animal, what the intention was, to eat something that's not normally eaten, or to put something on the mizbeah that's not normally put on the mizbeah, it's kasher. Because since it's not done, so therefore such a machshava is not going to be posel. The Rabbi Al-Azhar posel. But Rabbi Al-Azhar says posel. Which means, look at Rashi. Le'echol davar she'en derko le'echol. Let's say the guy has kavanah when he slaughters the animal to eat something that's not normally eaten. Kigon emurim. Kigon emurim that go on the mizbeah. O chutz l'zmano o chutz l'mkomo. Right, he says, I'm slaughtering the animal, I'm going to eat emurim past its time. You don't eat emurim. The emurim belong on the mizbeah. Not posel. First Shita says kasher. The Bila Allah says pasul. Because achilat mizbeah can make pigul by achilat adam. Oh, so therefore the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the Bi'il-Azhar. So the Gemara says, let's look at Rashi, ulaktir, chutz l'zmano, or chutz l'mkomo, or to put it past its time, the Vash Ender Kodakti, Kukum Basar. The Basar, they don't, let's say, the Basar that's normally eaten, let's say, and it's coming out to put it on the Mizbeach past its time. Le'chol davar, sh'darkol le'chol, basar, sh'darkol l'aktir, or kemurim. Comes the Gemara and says, b'mayu kimta, Kabil Azar? What do you want to say? The Mishnah is the Bil Azar? Ema Sefa. We have the Sefa of the Mishnah. What does it say in Sefa? Zeya Klal. Kol HaShochet. VaMekabel. VaMolik. VaZorek. Le'echol davar shedarko le'echol. Ulaktir davar shedarko le'aktir. It says only time you have pigul is something that's derech to eat and derek to put on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, davar shedarko leichol in. She'en darko leichol, no. Atal lebanan. That's going like the rabbis. How can you tell me the resh is a bi elazar? The sefer is a banan. Gemara says, the resh is a bi eliezer or a bi ezer. The sefer a banan. Amale in. Yes. Yes, that's it. It's finished. So the resh is a bi eliezer. The sefer is a banan. We have a mishnah like that sometimes. So therefore, again, review our mishnah. Our mishnah is giving you a chiddush then, according to Shemuel. Right? Shemuel is talking. He says what? The aliyah. Ora aliyah, that flesh of the aliyah is like the aliyah. Meaning it is basar. And where does it belong? On the mizbeah. Is there pigul? Yes, according to our mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Eliezer that what mechashevin lachilat the mizbeach lachilat Adam. Kaka the pigul. Har sefa is going like Rabbanan. Rabuna Amar. Rabuna is a different way of learning the Mishnah. He says Or Aliyah Lav Ke Aliyah Dame. Okay, very good. Mishnah is easy. The Or of the Aliyah, this tail that we call it, is not considered basar. Therefore, it doesn't go under Mizbeah. And therefore, it belongs to Achilat Adam. That's why the Mishnah says it's Pigul. Because it's Achilat Adam. And then, who's the author of our Mishnah? The rabbis. The rabbis are consistent. Doesn't belong in the Mizbeah. Belongs to the Adam. There's Pigul. Because it's Adam to Adam. And the Mishnah is called like Rabbanan. Or Ora Aliyah. Mishnah said Ora Aliyah. Adam chashav lechol ora aliyah chutz zmano. So he says, ora aliyah is lav ke aliyah dame. That doesn't go on the mizbeah, that part. You know, where does it go? He eats it. It's pigul. That's like a baruch. That's mishnah. Mishnah is like a banan. Very easy answer, quote him.
And the mishnah is saying,
Rafu kerbi eliezer? The mishnah is going to Rafu kerbi eliezer, exactly. Amar Rava, maitavad Ravuna. What's the reason why Ravuna says that the or of the aliyah is not considered the aliyah? It says, chilbo ha'aliyah, because it says which goes on the mizbeah, chelbo ha'aliyah, the aliyah itself, velo or ha'aliyah. The pasuk excludes it. Ha'aliyah velo or ha'aliyah. Okay, third answer. How to learn the Mishnah? The Galda Amar le'olam or ha'aliyah ke'aliyah dami. Or really, it is like meat, and therefore it belongs on the mizbeah. Ha'achim ma'askinan. Oh, there's one korban when you bring a gedi. What's a gedi? A goat. The aliyah of the goat is eaten. Normally the aliyah goes on the mizbeah, but the aliyah of the gedi, that's eaten. So our mishnah is talking about aliyah of the gedi. So the mishnah is really this is like a hybrid answer. Really, or aliyah is Kalia, and therefore normally belongs on the Mizbeah. Mashiach and Amish are talking about the specific Aliyah that doesn't go on the Mizbeah. What's that? The Or Aliyah of Gidi, and that's why it says there is going to be Pigul.
And
Mechashvin. You cannot Mechashvin from something that belongs to the Mizbeah to Adam. This belongs to Adam. I thought Aliyah goes on the Mizbeah. You're right, but not Or Gidi. Yeah, it's the rabbis. Correct. Only the sheep goes on the mizbeah, not of the gedi. So the Gemara says, "Kullihu kishmuel lo amri." Okay. Now we want. So we have. Let's review quickly. We have three shitotim. We have Shmuel, Rav Huna, Rav Chazda. Now we want to analyze why did the rabbis not like Shmuel's answer? Because Shmuel's answer is a dohak to say that the Mishresha, the Mishnah is the Biri Ezer, and the Sefer is Rabbanan. Get Shmuel's answer. What was Shmuel's answer? Shmuel said, Ora Aliyah goes on the Mizbeah. It's Ke'aliyah. And Amishnah is going like the Shittah that says, what? Mechashivin, Me'achilat Mizbeah, Le'achilat Adam. Or the Gemara said, Resha Rabbi Eliezer, V'simel Rabbanan. So the reason why the other rabbis didn't like the way that Shmuel learned the Mishnah is, that's a dohak. It says, Kullihu kishmuelo amre, Resha Rabbi Eliezer, V'simel Rabbanan, Lo mukme. They don't want to establish the Mishnah like that. That, good. Kiravuna lo amre. They don't want to take Ravuna also. Why? Or aliyah ke aliyah dame. which means kamash ma'alehu. Because according to the other rabbis, they hold that Ora Aliyah is like Aliyah. And Rabbi Huna's the Shitara said Ora Aliyah is not like Aliyah. So therefore, they didn't like Rabbi Huna either, because it was mashma to the other rabbis that the Aliyah and the Ora Aliyah is the same item. Rav Chasda maitama lo amre. Oh, but why did they take Rav Chasda? Rav Chasda is the best of everything. Rav Chasda says Ora Aliyah ke Aliyah. And he holds in b'hashivim achilat mizbeach l'achilat adam, and the Mishnah is about or gedi. He worked it out nicely. Why did they take Rav Chasda's derech? So Gemara says, "Maika mashmalan," because what is Rav Chasda teaching me? Or aliyah ke aliyah adam? Is that what he came to teach me? The or of the aliyah is like an aliyah. Tanina, we learned it already. Why? Where did we learn it? So we learned it in the following Mishnah in Hulin. Ve'elu she'orotehem kivsaran. The following items, the or, the flesh of it, is like the basar. Or she'tachat ta'aliyah. Clearly beferush. Or tachat ta'aliyah. Which means, Rav Chasda, what are you coming to teach me? According to Shmuel, I know what you're coming to teach me. Shmuel's chedush is what? Not that or aliyah is ke'aliyah. That you teach me mechashvim, achilat, Mizbeach, Lachilat Adam. That's a Hiddush. Rav Huna, you tell me Hiddush also. That Ora Aliyah is Lav Ke Aliyah Adame. But according to Rav Chasda, what are you teaching me? That Ora Aliyah is Ke Aliyah. And now Mishnah is talking about Gedi. So what's your Hiddush teach me? That the Ora of the Aliyah is like, it's Mishnah before Reshit. Ve'elu she'orotehen kibsaran. Ora Aliyah. So Rav Chasda, what is your Hiddush then? You're not telling me any Hiddush. So he says, when Rav Chasda is Tariq, no, Rav Chasda is teaching me Hadush. He needs it, Tamid Tamid. Why? Sagadat Achamina Hanimili Le'inyan Tum'a Derakich Mitztarif. Maybe that Mishnah Chulin that said that the order of the Basar is like the Basar, it's maybe Le'inyan Tum'a. For example, you have an animal that became a Nevela. So Kezayit of the Nevela is Tameh. Nevela, an animal that was not slaughtered properly, the died, whatever, the without shechita, is called a nevela. Kezayit of a nevela is metameh. So the chiddush is that even a kezayit of the or ha'aliyah is considered basar of the nevela to be metameh. Okay, why? Because it's soft. Since it has a softness like the meat, so then linyan tuma rakich, I'll say that as a dose of tuma. Aval hacha, emal limoshcha, it says, what belongs on the mizbeach? Limoshcha. What does the moshcha mean when the Torah says the moshcha? Ligdula kederek sham melachim ochlim velo avidi melachim deach lehache. Which means what goes on God's table, which is the mizbeah, things of gedula, meaning things that are normally put on the king's table. Or aliyah is not put on the king's table; they don't eat that part of the animal. So you would have thought that that's not considered something that goes on the mizbeah. Just because you told me or aliyah ke aliyah in Hulin, I said lenyan tuma. For the laws of Tum'ah, it's considered Basar, then you have the Nevela of it, it's going to be Tameh. But who told you, just because it says Nuhulin or Basar, or Aliyah, Ke Aliyah, that's the deal of the Mizbeah. Maybe the Mizbeah, it's not going on the Mizbeah. Because the Mizbeah is the Moshah, the Gdulah, the Varim Shemelachim Ochlim, and the kids don't eat it. Kamash Ma'lan, that what? That even the Inyan Mizbeah, it goes on the Mizbeah. Oh, so if it goes on the Mizbeah, so how come there can be Pigul? Because the Mishnah is talking about or Gedi. Good? Okay. Period. Metive. We have a question. The Braita. What did it say in the Braita? Hashochet ta'ola. Okay, why? Slaughtered the Ola. Lehaktir kezayit me'or she'ta'at ta'aliyah. Chutz demkomo pasul ve'en bo karet. Chutz lezmano pigul. V'chayavim alav karet. Okay, we understand that. So Ola, he stole it. Chutz lemkomo pasul en bo karet. Chutz lezmano pasul yesh bo karet. That's the rule we know. Elazar ben Yehuda, ish avelim omer mishum Rabbi Yaakov. V'chein haya Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, ish kfar ikus omer mishum Rabbi Shimon. Echad or beta perasot. What's or beta perasot? That's the flesh, I think, in between the hooves. So it's called Or Beta Perasot Behemadaka. Of a Behemadaka. Ve'ehad, he says it's from the knee down. That's Or Beta Perasot. Yeah, from the knee down, that flesh over there. Ve'ehad Or Harosh Shir Egel Harach. The flesh of the head of the Egel, which is soft. Ve'ehad Or Shita'ata Aliyah. That's the tail. V'chol shemanu hachamim gabet tum'ah, and all the different items that was listed by tum'ah, ve'elu she'orotohem kibsaran, which we learned in Hodin, lehavi or shel bet haboshet. What's bet haboshet? That's the womb, the flesh of the womb. Chutzim komo pasul ve'em bo karet, chutzim mano pigud v'hayim alav karet. Good. So this rabbi comes along and adds not only the stuff that you said, even the fleshes of the boshet and the flesh of the akuba. The bottom line, what's the rule? All these items, hostem komo pasul, hotzes mano karet. But on which type of animal? Ola. We're not talking about every single animal. We're only talking about korban. Ola. So what is this Mishnah teaching me? I'm learning two things from this, or this Braita. Number one, Or Aliyah goes on the Mizbayah. And Pigul goes from Achilat Mizbayah to Achilat Adam. Correct? But Dafka by Korban what? Ola. So the Gemara says, Ola in. Aval Zevah, hello. But other animals? No. So the Gemara says, who's this a question on? Bishlam al Ravuna, Hainu Diktani Ola. Good. According to Ravuna, he holds, very good, generally speaking, the Or Aliyah does not go on the Mizbayah. Mashaykin Ola, the Aliyah does go on the Mizbayah. That's why it says Ola, because Ola is different than all other animals. So Ravuna can fit with this over here. Ela l'Rav Chasda, my idiya detani ola litni zevah. But according to Rav Chasda, Or Aliyah of every animal goes on the mizbeach. So why did you tell me just ola? It's every animal. What time? According to Rav Chasda, what's the din? Or Aliyah ke Aliyah dame of every animal. Therefore, goes on the mizbeach. And therefore, what? Why are you telling me that there's a pigul dafka by the case of? And how does the Chazalun Mishnah? Our Mishnah was talking about Or Gedi. That Or Gedi is eaten by the Adam, and if we have a din of pigul of karet, because it's Adam to Adam. So why did the Mishnah then say that the Or of the Aliyah that goes on the of the Ola, Or Aliyah of the Ola, that you had kavana to put it on the Mizbeah, chus l'zmano? So you're telling me pigul? According to Rav Chasda, why did you tell me only Ola? My idiyah detani Ola litni zevah. It doesn't say, it says pigul v'chayim alav karet in this braita. No, could you crystallize the question to me according to Rav Chasda? What's the question according to Rav Chasda? Rav Chasda holds what? Give me the question according to Rav Chasda.
All the Aliyah is the Basar.
Good, therefore it belongs on the Mizbeah. Yeah. Okay.
No.
It goes on the Mizbeah.
It's like meat.
It's like meat? No, meat goes on the Mizbeah. No, the Mishnah is talking about Or Gedi, that's Achilat Adam. That's why there's Pigul, Chutz Lazmano. Mashe'enken, by Korban Ola. Sorry, Mashe'enken, by other Korbanot. Or Aliyah goes on the Mizbeah. And therefore there's no pigul, because in mehashvim, very good. But what? But according to Rav Chasda, let's say I put it, I have the Or Aliyah of a shelamim. Where does it belong on the Mizbayah? And let's say the guy's kavanah was that he's going to put it on the Mizbayah past its time. You have pigul. It's Mizbayah to the Mizbayah. What problem? The guy is shocheting the animal. Hareni shochet al menat lasim et Or Aliyah al mizbeach lemachar. The pigul, according to Rav Chasda. Yes?
So it's not
Gedi. It's because Gedi is Achilat Adam. But if he's having Kavanah for the Mizbeach, to the Chutz the Mizbeach, it's a Pigud. Right or wrong? עוד פעם, הריני שוחט את השלמים על מנת להשים את אור העלייה על המזבח מחר. זה פיגול.
Not a Gedi, right?
Not a Gedi. Gedi זה אכילת אדם. So the question then is, according to the Fazda, why did this Braita say Ola has pigul by the Aliyah? Not only Ola has pigul by the Aliyah. Any animal has pigul by the Aliyah. If you're doing it to the Mizbayah, to the Mizbayah. So that this.
So this whole list is Dafka Ola, meaning a
Shalim. Yes, it's Ola.
No, I know it says Ola. But Ola. This list is Dafka Ola. So Ola. I had this Kavanah in the Shalamim for all these other things.
Sounds like that should not be Pigul. Why? According to you, you hold all
case,
Aliyah, Kaliyah. By everywhere. And therefore, it should be Pigul by the Aliyah always. But like this is only Ola. Kavanah answers two answers. Iba'it ema amalek harav chazda iba'it ema be'aliyah shel gidi. Okay, that's one answer I can tell you. That what? That the bright of it that said Ola was talking about what? The aliyah shel gidi, which is saying a hadush. That by Ola, normally the aliyah of gidi is eaten by the guy. But by Ola, since it's an Ola, even the Gidi, the Aliyah goes on the Mizbeah. So by Ola, Aliyah Shil Gidi is Shayach Pigul. Because it's Achilat Mizbeah and your Kavanah is Mizbeah Lemahar. Mashaken Gidi with the same Kavanah, La Achilat Mizbeah Lemahar will not be Pigul because that belongs to Adam. Ben Pifaglim in Mizbeah Adam. Im Hashavim. So Yabara says, second answer, second answer, say Zebah. After all that whole question. Okay, change the word Ola. Zebah, every single animal. Okay, so that's that.
Okay, so we're looking at now, there's two psuls in a korban. There's psul chutz lazman and psul of chutz lamkomo. That means during any of the times of the four avodot, for example, during the Shaita, if the Kohen is thinking that he's going to sprinkle the blood, chutz lazmano, past its time, that makes the Korban pigul. The Mishnah said the Kohen is hayav karet, that's a karet item. If the Kohen, let's say at the time of the Shaita, or at the time of any of the services, had a kavanah that he's going to eat the meat, chutz lamkomo, outside of its boundaries, that machshavah is posel the Korban, but there's no karet. So again, get the rule. Chutz lazmano karet, chutz lamkomo, pasul velo karet. But it says, "Minayin emile amar shemuel terei karei ketive." There are two pesukim that are written regarding this subject. Ma'ihi, what are the pesukim? Amar Abba Shilishi. There's one pasuk that's written in Vayikra. The pasuk says, "I'm going to read the whole pasuk." Me'achol yachil mebesar zevach shelamav bayom shilishi. If you can eat the meat on the third day, that means past the time. Lo yiratzeh makrip oto lo yachashev lo pigul yehiye. If he eats it past the time, it's called pigul. And the person that eats from such a korban, avonat tisa. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava Shilishi, zehu chutz lazmano." So when it says "Beyom Shilishi," that's talking about chutz lazman because it's past the time. Pigul, and it says the word pigul in the pasuk also, zehu chutz lamkomo. The pigul in the pasuk referring to two different types of items. Vanefesh aochil memenu, and the one that eats from such a korban, it says vanefesh, not both of them, only one of them. Echad velo shnayim. Zehu chutz lazmano. It's only coming to me that chutz lazmano gets the punishment. Velemeuteh chutz lamekomo. So again, we have two. This is one pasuk. One word is coming to teach me chutz lazmano. One is teaching me chutz lamekomo. It's only telling me one of the eaters gets the punishment. Which is that? The chutz lazmano one. Why not the chutz lamekomo? So the Gemara says, Ve'ema ve'nefesh ha'ochil b'menu zeh chutz lamekomo. Maybe the chutz lamekomo gets the punishment. Velemeuteh chutz lazmano. And maybe the chutz lazmano doesn't get the one. I mean, you're including one, you're excluding one. Who told you to include the zmano and exclude the mekomo? Include the mekomo and exclude the zmano. Mistabra chutz lazmano adif. The patahbe. Mistama, we're including chutz lazmano because that's the way the pasuk started off with. The first inclusion in the pasuk is yom shilishi. That's already chutz lazmano. So therefore, mistama, that's where the punishment is. It goes adraba chutz lamekomo adif v'samichle. Adraba, next to the punishment is talks to chutz lamekomo. The last thing in the pasuk, which is right before avono yisa, is chutz lamekomo. So therefore, From this pasuk, you can't bring any proof. So the Gemara gives another proof. Amar Abaye, Kiatar, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Amar Rav Samich Adetani Tana. Rely on the following braita, which the Tana said. Keshu Omer, we have two pasukim now. We're going to quote one pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim and one pasuk in Parashat Sav. Okay, two pasukim. It says Shlishi beParashat Kedoshim Tiyu. It says the word Shlishi, which is one pasuk of Torah Machshava in Parashat Kedoshim. You want to know that pasuk? It says Veima Achol Yachel. So we have again, Kedoshim is going to be the Pasuk of Yom Shlishi, and Tzav was the last Pasuk that we just quoted. The Tzav Pasuk, by the way, is going to be called the long Pasuk, because that's a very long Pasuk, and this is going to be called the short Pasuk. Bottom line, you have two Pasukim that all say the same thing, basically, that you can't eat the Korban out of its sign. So the Gemara says, She'en Tamud Amar. I don't need to say it. She'en Kivan Ne'ema, Bim Achol Yachem B'Sazem, V'Hachol Yim B'Yom Shilishi. We have the Pasuk in Vayit Tzav. What do I need the Pasuk in Gedoshim for? Im Enu Anyan Lechutz Tzmano. I don't need Chutz Tzmano. Chutz Tzmano I learned from Tzav. So now the Anyan Chutz Tzmekomo. Good. So I learned that Pasuk from, so I have two Pasukim basis. One is Chutz Tzmano. Im Enu Anyan, because even though this is talking about Yom Shilishi, which is a Zman item. But I don't need it for Zman, because the Zman I learned from the Pasuk in Tzav. So therefore, I learned it for Chutz Tzmano. Now, Ubi Etra Hamana Gaben Notar. Now, we have a Pasuk that's written by Notar, also in Vayikra. It says in the Pasuk in Vayikra, Ve'ochelav Avono Yisa. Ve'ochelav. Only this case will the guy get karet, excluding another case where he will not get karet. The Me'ute Chutzem Komo. So, therefore, the Pasuk that's written by Notar, meaning that's also written next to the Chutzem Mano case. In Tzav, right after the pasuk that talks about chutz mano, it mentions notar, and by notar it says ve'ochelav avono yisa, to come and teach me only certain eaters get karet and certain eaters not, only the chutz mano ones and not the chutz leh and not the chutz komo ones. So comes the Gemara and says ve'ema ve'ochelav avono yisa ze chutz komo. Which means, right? So the Gemara says like this, which means again, ומיעוט רחמנה גבי נותר, it says, ואוכלה אבונו יישא, לשון יחיד, למיעוט, is coming to tell me, that דווקא, if each person eats a kizayit of basar, of notar, that's when you're going to get karet, למיעוט חוץ למקומו. So again, notar gets karet, but חוץ למקומו, no. Who told you to memorize חוץ למקומו? Maybe I'll tell you, notar gets karet, and חוץ למקומו doesn't get karet. Meaning, all the pasuk is telling me by notar, meaning he ate it after 3 days, let's say, or after the time. This eater gets karet. Another eater that doesn't. Oh, who doesn't get karet? If you ate korban with a machshav chutz l'mkomo. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema ve'ochelav avono yisa, zehu chutz l'mkomo. Ulme'ute notal mekaret. Maybe adrabah. When it says, ochelo avono yisa, maybe that's talking about a korban of chutz l'mkomo that gets karet. And maybe it's coming to exclude chutz l'mkomo that you don't get karet. Which, why are you including one and you're excluding the other? So comes the Gemara and says, good. So the Gemara says, Mistabra notar havele leukme bekaret lemigmar avon avon lechutz lezmano. It's mistaber to say that the notar is talking about notar, that when it says the pasuk avono yisa, I'm going to say that pasuk is talking about the guy who eats korban after 3 days. That's notar. And I'm going to say we have a gezerah shava from notar. I'm going to learn to chutz mano. Why? Because it says avon avon chutz mano. It says the word avon by notar, and it says the word avon by chutz mano. So therefore, I'm going to say ben nefesh ha'ochelet memenu avona tisa. That's for chutz mano. So if I have a gezerah shava avon avon, why would I make such a gezerah shava? Dedami le bezav, because notar is similar to notar is similar to chutz mano in two things. Zav, what zav? Zav is zman and bama. What is zman and bama? Notar is a time element. Eating the korban after 3 days. Machshava chutz mano is also a time element. So therefore, notar and what do you call it? And notar and zman are similar. Also, bama. The law of notar applies to a private mizbeach called the bama, and the law of chutz mano applies also to a bama. Chutz komo does not apply to a bama because there's no such thing as chutz komo over there, because you can eat it anywhere when you bring it on a bama. So therefore, again, we have a pasuk by notar. It says Avono Yisa. And we know that the punishment by Notar is Karin. So we're going to make a Gezerat Shavad. Avono, Avono, which is written by Hosses Mano, because it's meant to link these two items. Because they're similar in the concept of Zab, in Zman and Bama. So therefore the Gemara comes over and says, Adrafa! What do you mean on the contrary? Chutz Limkomo Avilinuch Mebe Karin. On the contrary, I'm going to say that when it says in the Pasuk, Vanotar Mimenu, or whatever, after 3 days, I'm going to say that that's talking about Chutzlim Komo, Limigmar Avon Avon, Lechutzlismano, Didami Le Bimekadesh. Okay, so what's the Gemara saying over here? It's more ra'ui to say that the word avon that's written in Parashat Kedoshim that says Yahayat Karet is talking about eating a korban where the machshava was chutzlim komo. And what? Limigmar, and I learn avon, avon, lechutzlim mano. It says by chutzlim komo avon, and it says by chutzlim mano avon. I'll make a gezerah shava avon and compare Mekomo tizmano, because mekomo is compared to tizmano in 4 items. In what? In machshava, ksat, dam, and shlishi. Let's review all these 3 items, 4 items. Number 1, the both of the machshava. Machshava chutzim komo, machshava chutzimano. Number 2, ksat. You don't have to have a machshava on the whole animal. Even if you have a machshava on part of the animal to eat chutzim komo or chutzimano, it's also Asur. Number 3 is going to be Dam. They're both applying to the blood. What does it mean they're both applying to blood? We'll see later on. Which means, these items are only Asur if you had the Machshava during Avodat Dam. Things that are related to the blood. What are things related to the blood? Shaita, Kabbalat Adam, Holachat Adam. These things are applying to the dam situations. And number 4 is Shilishi. What is Shilishi? Both have the word Shilishi written by them. It says the word Shilishi by Chutzim Komo, and it says the word Shilishi by Chutzim Mano, which is the Gemara basically saying like this. You're telling me that what? That you have 2 Pesukim. You have a Pasuk by Parashat Kedoshim, you have a Pasuk in Parashat Tzav. So I'm telling you, one pasuk is talking about Chutzlim Komo, and one pasuk is talking about Chutz Lezmano. And I'm going to tell you, the Zmano pasuk, this is Avonu Yisar and all that, that's talking about Karet, and the Chutzlim Komo pasuk is not talking about Karet. So the Gemara says, who told you? How do you know that? Because what the pasuk, I'm going to compare Notar to Chutz Lezmano. Man Notar gets Karet, Chutz Lezmano also is compared to, Chutz Lezmano is compared to Notar in 2 things. In Zav. What's Zav? In Zman, they're both time element items, and they're both applied to a Bama. So it was Adraba, on the contrary. I should compare Chutzlim Komo to Zmano. And I'll say, Mazmano Karet, Afme Komo Karet. Why? Because these 2 items are compared to in 4 things. What are the 4 things that Zmano Mekomo compared to? In Mekdash. Machshava, Ksad, Dam, and Shlishi. So therefore, the Gemara still does not have a proof why Mekomo is different than Zmano. Gemara says, Ela Amar Yohanan, Tane Zabdi Bar Levi. Zabdi Bar Levi says, Atya Kodesh Kodesh. Oh, we have a Gezerah Shava. Which means, I'm going to tell you, that when it says the word Avono Yisa in Parashat Kedoshim, it's talking about Notar. And once you tell me that that pasuk is talking about Notar, I'm going to compare that Notar to Chutzlis Mano. How do I know? It says, Atya Kodesh Kodesh. Ketiva, it says in Parashat Kedoshim, it Kodesh Hashem Chelel V'Nechleta. Uchtiva Atam, it says by Notar, V'Sarafta et Notar Ba'esh. Ma Lehalan, Notar, Afka Notar. So we have a Gezerah Shava. It says Kodesh Kodesh in 2 places that are referring to Notar. Now, Umi Et Rachmana Gabe Notar. And what does it say about the Pasuk of Notar? V'Ochelav Avono Yisa. Notar gets Karet. Ochelav Lemeote, Chutzta Mekomo, Mekaret. Only Zmano and not Mekomo. So once I prove that Pasuk is talking about, what do you call it, Notar, so I'm telling you, Ochelav. This gets karet. Mashi gets something else, doesn't get karet. What's something else doesn't get karet? Chutzim Komo, no karet. Good. So the Gemara accepts this Gezerah Shava. That's about Notar. And therefore it's going to be Mema'et Mekomo. Okay, so Gemara says, wait. Umay hazit dekra aricha. Bechus zmano. Ushlishi de parashat kedushim ti yuchoslem komo ipuchana. Oh, so now Gemara has a question like this. You told me the long pasuk in Sav is talking about chutz lizmano, and the small pasuk in parashat kedushim is talking about chutz lemekomo. Who told you to learn that way? Maybe I'll tell you the first pasuk is talking, the big pasuk is talking about chutz lemekomo, and the small pasuk is talking about chutz lizmano. And therefore, what's going to come out? Which means, right? Which means like this: if I learn the pasuk, that the first pasuk is in kedushim, the big pasuk, we'll call the big pasuk Sav, it's talking chutz lemekomo. Right? And then what does it say? It talks about notar right after that. And it says by notar he gets karet. But we're referring to also what's written before that. Not only notar, what's written before that. And it's coming to say what? Ochlab, if whoever eats these items gets karet, la apuke what? Something else. La apuke chutz, lezmano. And I'll tell you the pasuk in the Kiddushim, that's the small pasuk, is talking about chutz, lezmano, to tell me that's pasuk, but it's not hayav karet. Who told you to learn the big pasuk, lezmano, and the small pasuk by mikomo? Ipuchana. Why don't I say the opposite? I'll say the long pasuk itself is korban chutz mikomo, and the pasuk Kiddushim is talking about chutz, lezmano, and therefore I'll say adrabah. If a person eats a chutz, lezmano, hayav karet, from the Gezerah Shava, avon, avon. Gezerah Shava, avon, avon. Gezerah Shava, avon, avon. So comes Gemara and says, "Mistabra aricha bechutz zmano." It's mistabed to say that the big pasuk is talking about chutz zmano, the gamar avon avon minotar. Because I make a gezerah shava, it says a nefesh ha'ochel menu avonot tisa. Okay, gezerah shava because it says avon avon inyan notar is avon oyisa. So I make a gezerah shava avon avon. Why did dami bezav? Back to the story again. It's mistabed to again. It says the word avon on the first pasuk. And it says avono by notar. And we know by notar it's karet. Mr. Bear, that this avono in the pasuk in the tzav is talking about zmano. Why? Because zman and notar are similar. What are they similar in? In zav. In zman and bama. So it's Mr. Bear to say the pasuk of avono over here is similar to the pasuk of avono over here. And this avono is notar. What's similar to notar? Zmano, avono, avono, link. Gemara sutash adraba. Aricha bechutzim komo, ushlishi de kiddushim tiyu, bechutz zmano, meshum de dami le, samche veka memaretle. Gemara says adraba, on the contrary. I'll say what? That the long pasuk is to marchutz mekomo, meaning the pasuk in Tzav, ushlishi de kiddushim tiyu zchutz lezmano. And therefore, I'm going to say what? Mishum dedamile. Because chutz lezmano is more similar to notar in Zav, in those two items. And therefore, samche, therefore, it becomes ma'etle. Chutz lemkomo is the bigger pasuk, I'll say. And chutz lezmano is the smaller pasuk. And I'll come along and say what? Become mema'etle is coming to mema'etle from karet. Oh wow, according to this, chutz lezmano is not karet. Which means,
next to
notar. Which means, I'll tell you like this. You want to say like this. Adraba, aricha bechutz lemkomo. The longer pasuk I'll tell you is talking about chutz lemkomo. And what? Ushlishi, the other smaller pasuk, kedushim is talking about chutz lezmano. And I'm going to tell you what. Mishum de damile, because chutz lezmano is similar to notar in the zav, in the two items. Therefore, samche, it put it next to it. Why? Because notar is written in.
Because you're
going to
interpret the small pasuk as
chutz lezmano,
and that's written next to notar.
Oh, that's written next to notar. Why is it written next to notar? Must because of zav. And just like notar, and what does it say by notar? It says by notar. Dafka, one who eats notar is chayav karet. Masheikin chutz lezmano, no. So according to this version, according to this Gemara's refutation, nothing is chayav karet. Not chutz lemkomo, and not chutz lezmano.
What? Chutz lemkomo is
chayav karet. No. How do you know from? You peturim min hakaret. Chutz lezmano lefi shemi'ut ve'ochlav of notar. וחוץ למקום זה שאין ללמוד את העוון האמור בו גזירה שווה מזה האמור אצל נותר כפי שאינם דומים. They're not similar. Notar and חוץ למקום not similar. אלא לומדים אותו בגזירה שווה מזה האמור אצל קורבן תמי שווה. Fine. It's a sin. It's avon. You say you get avon. We don't get credit. Which is basically what it has not proven yet. this point. So we're up to Gemara. Ela Amadava. What are we trying to accomplish? The Mishnah taught us a rule regarding the laws of Pigul. When a person brings a korban, there's a certain machshava. If a person has a machshava, a thought, that he's going to eat the korban, or he's going to put the korban on the mizbeach past its time, that's called chutzlas mano. If he has that thought, it's pigul, and if you eat from that korban, the person is hayav karet. There's another type of there's another type of machshava that fosil the korban but doesn't make hayuv karet, and that's the pisul of chutzlim komo, where the person says he has a kavana, he's going to eat the korban outside of its borders, outside of its boundary where he's supposed to eat it. So the Gemara was struggling here to try to find a source. How do you know chutzlas mano is karet and chutzlim komo is pasul? That's the Gemara's objective. The Gemara brought back and forth different pesukim and different sources. Until this point, everything was rejected. Now the Gemara is giving its final answer. Ela Amar Rava. Kullihu Mikra Aricha Atyan. Everything is learned from the long pasuk. What's the long pasuk? There's a pasuk in Parashat Sav. The reason why the Gemara calls it a long pasuk, or it's a long pasuk. Ve'im he'achol ye'achel ve'besar zevach shel amav ve'yom ha'shelishi lo yeratze ha'makriv oto lo yehashev lo pigul yeh ve'hanefesh ha'ochel b'menach monat tusa. The Gemara is going to be doresh every single word of this pasuk. Dichtiv, it says, he'achol ye'achel, it's a double language. If you eat and shall eat. B'shte achilot ha'katuv v'daber. It's talking about two types of eatings that's what pigul is in these two types of eatings. What eatings? Echad achilat adam ve'echad achilat mizbeach. Which means there's two eatings in every korban. There's the human consumption of the korban and there's the mizbeach consumption of the korban. Pigul applies if he has a machshava ben that he's going to eat, outside of its time or place, or whether the mizbeach is going to eat outside of its time or place. He'achod ye'achel. Machshava can be posel in two achilot. Echad achilat adam, ve'echad achilat mizbeach. And then it says, mebesar zevach shel amav. It says in the pasuk, what type of korban? Mebesar zevach shel amav. So the word zevach is extra. So it's coming to include not only kshelamim, but it's coming to include all korbanot that are subject to the law of pigul. And now the Gemara says, Zebach Shelamim, it's making a hekesh, that whatever laws apply to Shelamim are going to apply to all the other Korbanot as well. What is the connection between Zebach and Shelamim, or Shemalim to Zebach? The Gemara says, Ma Shelamim, just like my Korban Shelamim, Mefagelim Umitpagelim, Af Kol Mefagelim Umitpagelim. What does this mean? What does mefagelim mean? Mefagelim means that it's subject to the laws of pigul. Umitpagelim. Mitpagelim means that there's parts of the animal that the law of pigul will apply to. Which means not everything goes on the mizbeach. The kohen has pigul at a certain stage of the service, maybe in the Shaita or in the Kabbalat Adam, whatever it is, and that causes a piece of meat that's part of the animal to become pigul via that thought. Which means, if the Kabbana during the Avodat Adam means Shaita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zirikat Adam, at any one of those services, if he has a Machshava, so therefore the dam is the mefagel, meaning there's pigul. Pigul is in the service, and the meat becomes mitpagel. The meat now that normally is eaten, now instead of eating it, it becomes mitpagel. So there's pigul and mitpagel. Af kol, so to every type of korban, mefaglin umitpaglin, which means only a type of korban that has those two elements. That it can be mefagel as the four services, and that there's something left over that can become pigul. I mean, there's a shirayim, that there's a leftover.
which means in the majority of the animals, pigun is going to apply. Behema, off, and the majority of the minachot. But it's coming to exclude the minachot that all go on the mizbeah. So there's nothing remaining. Certain minachot, all the mincha goes on the mizbeah. So there's nothing to be, you can be mifagel, but nothing is mitfagel, because there's no leftovers. You need something to remain off the mizbeah to become pigul. Olah, for example, is not sheyach pigul, because there's nothing left over. So the Gemara makes a derash. Zevach shelamim. Just like shelamim. There's pigul and there's mitfagel. So to all types of korbanot that have those two elements. Continue. It says shelishi. It says that if you leave it over till the third day, that's coming to teach us the law of chutzas mano, because the third day is past the time of the eating of the korban. Lo yiratze. So it says, as a result, if you make pigul, meaning you think about this chutzas mano business, lo yiratze, the zirikat adam is not going to bring kapara. Now it's mashma that only because of the pigul lo yiratze, not because of any other items. I mean, if it wasn't for the pigul, it's mashma, there would have been kapara. But because of the pigul, the kapara is not going to happen. So the Gemara says, ke harza'at kasher, ken harza'at pasul. Ma harza'at kasher, ad shiyakrivu. Kol matirav, af harza'at pasul, ad shiyakrivu, kol matirav. Hadush, the Gemara says. Just like when you have kapara. How does kapara work? You have to go through the whole stage. You have to go through all the processes up until Zirikat Adam, including Zirikat Adam. So to be Hayav Pigul, where you're not going to get Kapara, Pigul only applies where you went through all the stages. Meaning, let's say you didn't get past Zirikat Adam, there's no Pigul, even though they had Pigul thoughts during Shaita. And then after the Shaita, I made Kapara Adam, then the blood spilled on the floor. So he never got to Zirikah. So if you never get to all the stages which would normally bring you to Harza'ah, so by pigul you're not going to be hayab either. It's got to be, you have to finish all the stages. That's called matirav, until you sprinkle the blood. That's what I'm telling you. Let's say they dropped the blood on the floor before they sprinkled it, there's no pigul. Even the guy ben machshava, now he eats from this meat, it's asur, but there's no karet, there's no pigul, no nothing. Why? Because he didn't do it in the full stage. Correct. Once already you did the zirika, now already pigul hits on the meat. Continue. Hamakriv. So the Gemara says Hamakriv, the one that's bringing the korban. Behakrabahu nifsal. Beeno nifsal beshlishi. So it comes to teach us over here. It becomes pasul at the time of the hakraba. Beeno nifsal beshlishi. Which means, if let's say he did all the services kadin, and then he left over the meat, and he ate it chutzas mano. We're not talking about that. We're talking about where he ate it in the right time. Which means, if he would have waited to eat it on the third day, that's already notar, that's a different avon. For pigul to be pikul, it's going to be hamakrin. It becomes pasul now, behakraba. You don't have to wait 3 days. Since he had kabanan lechutzas mano, it's pasul immediately. Not after 3 days, it's pasul. Now, even if he eats it today, you might say, well, it's not chutzas mano. No. The machshava makes you chutzas mano. That's what it says, hamakriv. Velo, hadesh loshayim. Achshav ze kevar. Then it says, oto, pasul says, oto, bezevach hakatuv medaber, ve'eno medaber bekohen. Which means, the korban becomes pigul, but not the kohen. And you don't think that he becomes pasul not to do service anymore. Oto means the korban becomes blemished or piguled, but not the kohen itself. Kohen is still a kohen. He can go serve. Just because a kohen made pigul on one animal doesn't mean he's pasul from the kohen anymore. A katu, he gets karet. If he eats from the animal, he gets karet. Anybody eats from the animal gets karet. But the hadush is oto the korban is nifsal, but the kohen that brought it, he's not pasul from working in the Beit HaMikdash. Lo yahashev, continue the pasuk. Lo yahashev will not be counted. Lo ya'arev bo mahashavot acherot. Which means like this. The only time there's pigul is when that's the only pasul. But if let's say he made pigul during a shemitah, and then during another service he did another item that's pasul the korban. There's no pigul. for pigul to hit, it's got to be the only isur in the korban. But if something else is posel the korban besides pigul, pigul falls off. They learn that from the pasuk, right? Lo yahashem, lo yarev bo machshavot. Okay, well, it continues. Take for example, korban pesach. Just to give an example, the korban pesach, he slaughtered it to eat it tomorrow. That's chusas mano. And then with kabbalat adam, he did it shelo lishma. Now we know by pesach shelo lishma is posel. So now you got two isurim.
No,
so there's no pigul. Because already since the Shulah Lishma entered, the other one doesn't. Doesn't kick into the end, and you have another isur sitting over there. That isur overrides the pigul. Imara continues. Pigul. Okay, what is pigul? Ze chutz l'mkomo. Okay, that's a new isur. So the first isur was chutz l'mano. Now the word pigul teaches us chutz l'mkomo. Yeah. What does the word Yehiyeh teach me? Melamed shemitztarfim ze im ze. That you can mitztarif, you need a kezayit altogether of Isur. So the Hadush is you can mitztarif, let's say the Kohen has a kavana, hasi zayit chutz mano and hasi zayit chutz mkomo. So the Hadush is Yehiyeh, it'll be that the two shi'urim can mitztarif to a kezayit in order to mehayev the guy. To posel, not karet, but to posel the korban. Ve'anefesh ha'ochelet memenu, now the key of the pasuk. And the nefesh, the one that eats from such a korban, it says avonah tisa. What's avonah tisa? They learn that isur is karet. Now, the chaurah, we're talking about two different isurim. We're talking about the isur of chutz l'mkomo, and we're talking about chutz l'mkomo. So why does it say ha'ochel mimenu? Mimenu is one. So the Gemara says ve'lo echad ve'lo shenayim. It's only one of the two gets karet, and not two of them. Ve'eze, which one gets the karet? Ze lizmano. That's referring to chutzas mano. Who told you? Maybe the chutzim komo is the one that gets karet. How do you know that the zmano gets the karet? The gamar avon avon min notar. Because we have a gezerah shava. It says in the pasuk over here avonot tisa. It says by another isur in the Torah called notar, where you leave the meat over after 3 days, it says also the word avon. So we make a gezerah shava, avon, avon. Just like notar is hayav karet, so too chutz l'zmano is hayav karet. Who told you to compare it to notar? Because it's similar to notar. In which way is it similar to notar? Dedami le bezav. It's similar to notar in 2 ways. What's Zav? Zman and Bama. I'll explain it to you. Notar is a Zman item. 3 days later. Chutz l'zmano is a machsheva of Zman. Whereas Mekomo is not a Zman item. Mekomo is place. So therefore, Zman is more similar to Notar in Zman. And in what? Bama. In the olden days, before the Beit HaMikdash, they used to bring Korban on a private altar. On the private Bama, there was Isur Chutz l'zmano, as well as Isur Notar. But there was no Yisur Chutz l'mkomo. Because there was no makom, you can do it any way you want. So therefore, since I have the word avono, avono. So it's more mistabir to learn, to compare chutz l'zmano to notar, because it's compared to notar in 2 items. Therefore I'll say, just like avono over here, is chutz l'zmano, and chutz l'zmano, and by notar it's avono, ma zekaret av zekaret. Maybe it's talking about chutz l'mkomo? No. Mikomo and notar are not compared in these items. Therefore, must be the comparison is to zmano, to notar, to teach me just like notar is karet, so to chutz l'zmano is karet. And we have finally given a conclusive proof to this item. That while from the pasuk of Parashat Tzav, there's 2 isurim, chutz l'mkomo, chutz l'zmano, mikomo posel the korban, and zmano is posel the korban, and puts a karet as well. Good? Look at my little